All Elite Wrestling continues to reshape.
I got the time and I ain't going anywhere.
Reimagine. And reignite the fire.
For the love of God, it's Bryan Danielson!
One fan at a time. On Saturday, November 13th, the men and women of AEW will continue to break boundaries, one extraordinary match at a time. The elite era of professional wrestling has arrived.
You're listening to another episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast with your hosts, the main event player, the Super C himself, the God among gods, the King among kings, the coolest son of a motherfucking bitch walking God's green earth, and we begin the show right now. Welcome to another great edition of the Main Event Talk Podcast. Full Gear is coming up this coming Saturday night, live as it happens on pay-per-view, and the Main Event is going to give you the entire card of what's going to be taking place live this Saturday, November 13th, on pay-per-view. It's AEW's Full Gear, and as this episode is being recorded, now, just to kind of give this, give you guys a heads up, even though this is released on a Saturday, there is an episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast that you probably have already heard just a few moments ago, so you guys have an idea that this episode is happening right now. So, Saturday is today. Now, even though this episode is actually being recorded on a Wednesday, I'm being honest because I gotta be honest with my audience in every way possible, I am releasing this episode because, you know, number one, I wanted to pretty much get all the shots out of the way before we go any further. Give you my predictions on each of the matches and everything, and give you guys an idea of what's about to take place over Full Gear. So, I know there's going to be a lot of news happening in the world of professional wrestling, which that news is going to be taking place. Well, that should have already taken place if you guys have already heard the news. So, you guys get an idea. But anyways, a lot of stuff is going to be taking place at Full Gear in the next few hours as you're listening to this right now. So, some of the matches that you guys have probably already heard about, some of you haven't heard. Here are the matches that are going to take place over at Full Gear happening this Saturday tonight, live on pay-per-view. It's going to be Pac and Cody Rhodes, the unlikely team of Pac and Cody Rhodes, to team up to take on Malakai Black and Andre Ali. Why can't we just call him Andrade? Yes, well, we call him Andrade. That's going to take place at AEW's Full Gear. We got ourselves a Falls Count Anywhere match in a six-man tag team matchup. Christian Cage and the members of Christian Cage and the members of Jurassic Express to take on the team of the Super Elite. It keeps saying Super Click. Come on, just call it Super Elite. Just call it that. Don't call it Super Click. Why? Because the word click seems to resemble something from the WWE. So unless you want to stay Super Elite, click onto something else, please. But the Super Elite is consist of Adam Cole and the members of the Young Bucks. That's going to take place. this matchup. I can't wait to check out. A lot of people can't wait to check out. CM Punk going 1-on-1 against Eddie Kingston. Darby Allin take on MJF. The AEW World Tag Team titles will be decided as the Lucha Brothers take on the Lucha Brothers of Rey Fénix and Penta Zero to take on FTR of Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler with Tully Blanchard in their corner. It's going to be a Minnesota-Minneapolis street fight between members of the Elite Circle, or the Inner Circle, if you will, and the three members of American Top Team and Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. Bryan Danielson to go 1-on-1 against Miro in the finals of the AEW Championship Eliminator Tournament. Dr. Britt Baker will be defending her AEW Women's Championship against quite possibly the best ass going in all of pro wrestling. Ty Conte with Anna Jay in her corner. And then, of course, we've got the match for the AEW World Championship. Kenny Omega is going to be there to defend his championship against Hangman Adam Page. And judging by what has taken place over at Dynamite from this past Wednesday night, you guys know that Don Callis had made an appearance, showed up, did what he did, and we were all wondering the same thing, and even I was wondering when that dude was going to show up. We hadn't seen much of Don Callis in a long, long time, and I know that there's a lot of people, and I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way. Supposedly, there was a partnership between AEW and Impact Wrestling. Now, I think I may have said this before, and I'll say it again. Let me go ahead and drink this Sprite real quick, and then I'll tell you what it is. Oh, yeah, that hit the spot right there. Okay. For the record, to all the people that believe that there was a partnership between AEW and Impact Wrestling, there was never a partnership. There was never any partnership at all under any circumstances. This was all an attempt for Kenny Omega to show up over on Impact Wrestling to bring Don Callis over to AEW, have those two collaborate, steal the AEW World Championship, find a way to invade Impact Wrestling. And all they were going to do was take their world title and have it on for the next few months until someone decided to beat him for the title. And how ironic that it was that he was beaten for the Impact Wrestling world title by a guy who is not only a former champion in his own right, but also who works for AEW, who lost a championship to someone over in Impact Wrestling. But that is a discussion for another day. Now, for anyone that believes that Impact Wrestling and AEW have some sort of association, you're out of your fucking mind. Okay? What about the partnership between these two? What fucking partnership? There was never any partnership. If there was, we would have seen an invasion between Impact Wrestling and AEW. And it hasn't happened yet. I'm still waiting for the bomb to go off. And it hasn't happened yet. Now, since we're talking about AEW, since we're talking about some of the things that have been happening, let's talk wrestling, shall we? Let's talk about what's been going on here. Let me see here, because I'm looking at some stuff here on my stuff here on my computer here, if you will. You know, nothing much to discuss other than the fact that there's stuff here. Okay, let's talk about Full Gear for a moment. Full Gear is going to be happening live Saturday night, tonight. Let's talk about some of the matches here. We'll start off with Pac versus Cody. Oh, Pac and Cody Rhodes take on Malakai Black and let's see, who's the other one? Andrade. Okay, so this matchup is going to take place, right? And this is the most unlikely tag team match ever. Now, unfortunately, here's who I see is going to win. And you'll see where this is going. The winner of the match is going to be Malakai Black and Andrade. And let me explain why. Now, this match with Pac and Cody, and this whole thing with Cody in general, it's not a surprise. I mean, when Tony Khan had pretty much let the notes out as to what Cody's match was going to be at Full Gear, because let's be honest, Cody was going to be a part of Full Gear one way or another. So it was going to be either against Malakai Black or against Andrade, or a triple threat match either way possible. Then Pac came into the picture, so now it becomes a tag match. So the reason why I say that Andrade and Malakai Black are going to be the winners of the match, simple. Quite simple. Number one, Cody defeating Malakai Black a couple of weeks ago was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the first match, he lost. The second match, he lost. The third match, he would have lost, but for some odd reason, and some of us saw it, some of us know what was about to take place, and there was a big difference. The fans were booing the shit out of Cody Rhodes. Cody doesn't want to turn heel. Sounds like John Cena or Roman Reigns, either way possible. But the thing is, I see something that's about to happen with, and it looks like there's going to be a new story developing here, and I see it coming with Cody. The reason why I pick Malakai Black and, you know, Andrade is because I think in the smart mind of, I wouldn't say smart mind of Cody Rhodes, but let me go ahead and say it anyway. In the smart mind of Cody Rhodes, business-wise, it would be best for Malakai Black and Andrade to get over to see where this team is headed. Pac and Cody is not exactly a good team, right? I mean, they faced off against each other before, obviously, in the past. But this is the part where a new feud is building up here. And I see it coming. Cody's feud with Malakai Black is not over by a long shot just yet. Now, if it ends here, it ends here. But it wouldn't surprise me if a new development happens between Pac and Cody. Okay, I'm not saying that these two, I mean, if you're looking for Cody and Pac to win, that could possibly happen because it's Cody Rhodes, obviously. But if it ends up in a position to where Malakai Black and Andrade wins, number one, it's the right call, fans will like it, and it'll put Cody Rhodes in a very bad position with Pac, and then you'll see a feud happening in the whole nine yards. So the main event's going to go with Malakai Black and Andrade to win the match. Now, there's also something else that I got to bring up here. Now, as I'm watching this, as I'm reading through the stuff here, there's going to be a buy-in that's going to happen at the Full Gear event. Now, and it's going to be, and this was announced this past Wednesday on Dynamite. It's going to be the team of Thunder Rosa, and I think it's either Anna Jay or Chris Statlander, one of them, to take on the team of something. I was trying. It's a buy-in match with the women's wrestlers. It's gonna be Anna Jay and Thunder Rosa, I think, and I think they're gonna take on the team of Jamie Hayter. And I think it's gonna be Rebel. I could be wrong. I may make a mistake on that one, but that's what's gonna take place at Full Gear. That's what's gonna take place in the buy-in. There may be more matches to come, but stay tuned. You may find out about that as soon as possible. Now, this one right here is a Falls Count Anywhere match, Full Gear, 6-man match, Christian Cage and Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus to take on the Super Click, Super Elite. This one is, it's one of these matches that you know right away that the Super Elite's going to win. You see it coming a mile away. I mean, look, listen, with all due respect, I don't have a problem with Adam Cole winning. Actually, I don't have a problem with Adam Cole winning. But let's call it like we see it. Not a whole lot of people want to see the Young Bucks win. All right? And I think the smartest move, I mean, to me, personally, I would have loved to have just had Adam Cole take on Jungle Boy Full Gear, and then have Christian Cage and Luchasaurus take on the Young Bucks at Full Gear. That would be much better. You know why? Here's why. I want Adam Cole to lose against Jungle Boy, and it needs to happen. It needs to happen. Now, some people would think it's a little bit too soon. No, to me personally, I think Adam Cole against Jungle Boy, Adam Cole against Jungle Boy is a good match. It's basically Adam Cole facing himself, a younger version of himself, because Jungle Boy is a very young and talented superstar. And I think that if Adam Cole has already won the last, two, three matches against against Jungle Boy, I don't see a problem with Jungle Boy winning the match. I don't have a problem with that. Now, Christian Cage and Luchasaurus taking on the Young Bucks, I mean, that could be something special right there. But it also kind of shows me that the Young Bucks could possibly win over Christian Cage and Luchasaurus. Simple as that. So what did they do? They decided to go ahead and mash these two matches and combine it and make it into a six-man tag team match and make it falls count anywhere in the fucking building. Which is, too obvious. So the smartest thing in this match should be if Adam Cole and the Young Bucks win, it's not going to be a surprise. I'm going to be like, oh, shit. Are you kidding me? I mean, we've seen these guys win about 5 million times. Give me a fucking break. Now, if Adam Cole loses, and say he loses to Jungle Boy in a Falls Count Anywhere match, it'd be exciting. You'd get a feud between Adam Cole and Jungle Boy to continue. You get it to the next level, if you will, and then see how far it goes. So, I hate to say this. I know the Super Click is going to win it. You just see it coming. You see it coming. But if I were a betting man, my money, and here's how I put it. My money would be on the Elite, the Super Elite. But my heart would definitely be with Christian Cage and Jurassic Express. So we'll stick with that. Now, this is another matchup right here. This is a matchup of personal proportions. Very personal proportions. Simply because you got CM Punk on one side, and you got Eddie Kingston on another. Now, we knew eventually that CM Punk was going to be in Full Gear somehow. A lot of people thought that Full Gear was going to end up with... I think from what I understand, I think they were thinking that CM Punk was going to end up against Warlow. That's what they all thought. They all thought that he was going to have a match with CM Punk at Full Gear, but that didn't happen, thank God. So now this ends up being the point where you have... CM Punk, who's one of the best talkers, one of the best wrestlers going today, getting personal, extremely personal, with CM Punk. And and this is one of the most personal matches I've ever seen. So, I mean, I'm a huge fan of... anybody that knows me knows that I'm a huge fan of CM Punk. Eddie Kingston is a tremendous wrestler. So, while CM Punk is a tremendous wrestler, Eddie Kingston can cut a promo. And just in case you guys have not had an idea about that, here's a piece of history right here from Rampage from last week. The confrontation between Eddie Kingston and CM Punk. Let's see what you think.
You said Wednesday, right? Answer me when I'm talking to you. Well, you don't like that.
I love it. Look, I understand it sounds a little bit condescending when somebody asks another man for an apology, but you interrupted me, man. Don't paint me into a corner like I'm the bad guy here. You interrupted me.
Yes, I interrupted the great CM Punk. Oh, no. Oh, God. I will apologize. You know what, man? You're right. I want to apologize that I was at home sick, thinking I had COVID, had to get tested twice, so I wouldn't come here, get, God forbid, get my friend Monkey sick, and then he gets his kid sick. But you know what? That doesn't matter, because I need to apologize, because you know what, guys? You didn't get the great CM Punk versus Orange Cassidy. I'm sorry, and for you, this is the world's smallest violin, and it's playing for your little ass. So, I apologize to you guys. Who are you? Who are you? Huh? Who are you? And give me a second. Give me a second. Who are you?
It doesn't sound like much of an apology. You know damn well who I am.
I do. I do. I'm telling you.
Let him go. You know who I am, and St. Louis knows who I am.
I don't give a crap.
So watch yourself.
I don't care. I'm going to tell everyone the truth who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a second. This man was once a hero of mine. Guys like him, Samoa Joe, Homicide, the Amazing Red, guys like that on the independents when I first broke in, inspired me, were my heroes. But you low-life scumbag, two-faced, narcissistic bitch. You, give me a second. You judged me. I came to that locker room to get free. Free from my mental crap. Free from the streets. I came to that locker room for brotherhood, and all you did was judge me. Because why? I was fat? Why? Because I like to eat a little bit? Why? Because I didn't play everyone's game? I didn't kiss ass? I didn't become friends with the booker? I didn't bury other people to get my own stuff in? So I was wrong? No, you were wrong. You were wrong. That's what I know. That's the punk I know.
Do you want to know what I hear right now? I hear you lumping a lot of baggage on me, but you named a couple other people in there. And if you want to know the truth is, it wasn't just me that judged you. It was me. It was Homicide.
Don't say his
name. It was Joe. It was Danielson. And listen, it's a hard pill to swallow, but we judged you and we held you to a standard of the potential that we saw in you. You're the one who fell short of that mark. You can blame me, and you can lose in the middle of the ring to a guy like Bryan Danielson, and then you can walk in the back and you can try to blame me, but it's not my fault. I am not wrong for seeing greatness in you 15 years ago, but I damn sure am a fool for trying to hold you to that standard and expect greatness because you're a bum.
Come on.
It's too much, man. My opinion, anyway.
Eddie Kingston is not one to take a barb like that.
I think Kingston did make it personal too, though. He did.
I'm a bum.
He made a valid point.
My man, when a bum made a vet Full Gear, when a bum almost had to sell his house because of the pandemic, but keep fighting through to make it to the, hey, this is a shot, the only professional wrestling company in the world today. Is that a bum? Is that a bum? I need you guys to understand this and hear this. And I need you to open up your ears and hear this. Nobody wants you here. They never wanted you here. That whole locker room.
Hold on, guys. The main event wants to extend his apologies here because something had went down.
Bluetooth is connecting.
Yeah, there you go.
Bluetooth connected.
Okay, let's continue on, shall we? Sorry.
Not me. So get out and stop smirking at me like you did the other day, or I'll smack you right off your face.
This is 15 years of animosity, 15 years of tension.
You know what? I see you're getting a little mad. Why don't you fight me on the 13th? Why don't you fight me at Full Gear?
Pretty simple.
Fight Eddie Kingston at Full Gear. I'll be honest with you, St. Louis. I didn't intend to leave without fighting Eddie Kingston, but Eddie, again, Full Gear, a little bit high bar for you. I was thinking something like Elevation or Dark. Something more your speed.
Damn, let's cut his
mic. Oh, no. You're a coward. You're a coward. Fight me. Fight me. Fight me. Fight me. Fight me, don't. Fight me. Fight me at Full Gear. Fight me.
These guys are going to go right now. Forget it. They're going to go.
Eddie.
I'm telling you, they're going to go right now.
I hope he slaps him right in his face.
They're going to go.
I'm going to ask my friends in St. Louis, you want to see CM Punk fight Eddie Kingston at Full Gear? Oh. I'll see you on the 13th.
Oh, wait. Before you leave, I don't care about winning and losing at Full Gear. All I'm going to do is beat you up. And after I'm done beating you up, do me a favor. Quit again and leave for 7 years and don't come.
Whoa! CM Punk, the headbutt. And now Kingston and Punk going at it here on Dynamite. Yeah. Excuse me, on Rampage.
I think Punk had heard enough, and I think Kingston wanted this to happen. And they're going to have to try to pull these two guys apart. I mean, this thing just got hot real fast.
Let him go. Let him go. Get him, Eddie.
The referee corps trying to pull these two men apart.
We're going to need more than refs.
And Kingston. Look at this, Kingston.
Like you said, Excalibur's is 15 years in the making.
Kingston, and now just the locker room is emptying. Eddie Kingston and CM Punk.
We got coach. Looks like coach is out here and security.
And right now, Tony Khan has just made it official at Full Gear Saturday.
Whoa.
November 13th on pay-per-view. It will be CM Punk and Eddie Kingston.
Kingston's trying to bite the head off of him. Good Lord.
You don't make low blow comments like that to Eddie Kingston and expect to walk away from it. I'll tell you that.
So many people trying to come out and keep these men separated from one another.
Well, Punk keeps busting away, as does Kingston.
This is absolute bedlam.
This was, a real wild brawl between these two. And this is something that I'm looking forward to checking out tonight. Seeing Eddie Kingston versus CM Punk. Two different clash of styles. And with all due respect to Eddie Kingston, he can cut a passionate promo. He can. He cuts one of the most passionate promos that you'll ever hear in professional wrestling. But his win-loss record speaks for itself. And I got nothing but respect for him. But I think we all see this coming. I mean, you see what it is, and you know how it's going to go down. It's going to end up being CM Punk winning the match over Eddie Kingston. But this is going to be one of these fights where it becomes real. And that's the thing that's been missing from professional wrestling these days. And plus, when you see something like this happening, you know, you get, you know, security to come out there, referees coming out there, wrestlers coming out there to separate these two from a fight. And that's exactly what you don't see that much in professional wrestling. You don't even see that much in the WWE anymore, you know, because it's crazy. But obviously, CM Punk, we know he's going to win this match against Eddie Kingston. It's going to end up, obviously, Punk's going to win the match, but I think the feud won't be over by a long shot. I see something coming after that. It's going to be, you know, totally out of whack and everything, but we'll see how that stuff goes. CM Punk to win over Eddie Kingston. Another singles matchup right here. Darby Allin going one-on-one against MJF. This is going to be a great match right here because, obviously, I'm a huge fan of MJF. I love his work. He's one of the best heels going today. And then you got Darby Allin, a former TNT champion, one of the bright young stars happening in AEW. And this is a feud that I could believe this is the first time that these two are faced off against each other, and also that, you know, these are two young guys that are trying to make a name for themselves. MJF has made his name, you know, not just in AEW, but in other wrestling organizations, including MLW, and I've seen what he's done and everything. Darby Allin is basically, and I've said this in the beginning, and this is with all due respect, he's basically a fucked up version of Jeff Hardy. And what I mean by that is, you look at Jeff Hardy with the painted face and everything, you see him do all these daredevil stunts and everything, and, you know, he's good at that. That's why the fans like him. Now, Darby Allin is like Jeff Hardy, but the difference is, with Jeff Hardy, you know it's a stunt, you know what he's going to do, he'll climb up a ladder and destroy anybody and use his body for anything. Darby Allin don't give a fuck. And that's what I like about him. Darby Allin doesn't give a fuck what he does. He's going to destroy you even if it's with his own body. So this match is about one guy playing the mind games with one individual, while another knows the mind game but realizes this dude can't win if he's not being played. Like, in other words, MJF has tried to get into the head of Darby Allin. He's tried. He's tried everything he could. Even when that attack, the supposed attack that he had on him. So, in this match, it's going to be tough to call this match. Let me look at it in two different ways here. If MJF wins, it will be another notch under his belt, and he would beat a former champion, a former TNT champion. So that would be good for MJF's career. And I think it would be sweet to see MJF win this match over Darby Allin. Now, that's just one side of the coin there. The other side of the coin, if Darby Allin were to win this match, number one, him beating MJF, he would basically mess with the mind of MJF. Because let's be honest, MJF is Roddy Piper, MJF is Ric Flair, MJF is all of these badass heels that you used to remember as a kid, that you used to love to hate. You want to scream at them, you want to tell them they fucking suck, that they're full of fucking shit. And this dude, MJF, he's the best heel going today. He will piss you off in any way that he can. And he's trying to piss off Darby Allin. So Darby will have the ultimate mind game psyche if he beats MJF in the ring. So who do I think will win? Well, like I said, it's a tough one, but I'm going to actually go with Darby Allin. My reasons for it is, Darby Allin's got a lot more to go after, in my view. MJF is the best heel. And he can't go wrong. If he wins, okay, he wins. But if he loses to Darby Allin, this feud could escalate further into something even more. And there's also a bit of stuff happening between MJF and Warlow, and, you know, his bodyguard. But we'll see how that goes, because I don't see the pinnacle. I mean, and let's call it like we see it. The pinnacle, which is consists of MJF and Warlord and Sean Spears and FTR, I don't see that group holding on anytime soon. So, yeah, it's only going to be a matter of time before MJF or before Warlow turns on MJF. And it's not going to be now. If anything, it'll probably happen in the beginning of 2022, but we'll see what happens. So the main event is going to go with Darby Allin in this match. Now, the next matchup is for the AEW World Tag Team Championship, the Lucha Brothers to take on FTR, and the AEW World Tag Team titles are going to be on the line here. Now, this is the thing that I see in this whole thing with in this match. You got two very different tag teams. You got, you know, they have two different and complete styles. You got FTR that are basically a modified version of Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson, or like the Minnesota Wrecking Crew, or like the Midnight Express, you know, somewhere in that level. That's what I see in that tag team. The Lucha Brothers, you know, they are mostly like, if I were to pick a team that would be almost similar to them, maybe like, I would actually pick like maybe the Hardys, somewhere around there, or maybe like, you know, I'm trying to pick a team that will be in their level, somewhere around there. But the Lucha Brothers are an extremely exciting tag team. They've held on to the AEW World Tag Team titles ever since All Out that happened this past two months ago. Now, to some of the critics, they've all said that the AEW World Tag Team titles are going to go with FTR. Now, FTR do have the AAA tag team titles, which they took from the Lucha Brothers. Now, to me, I think it's a bit too soon, way too soon, to see the Lucha Brothers lose the tag team titles to FTR. Now, don't get me wrong. FTR becoming the AEW World Tag Team Champions would be great. Because, number one, they are one of the best tag teams going today. Number two, I think they deserve it more than anything in the world. And number three, with Tony Khan basically running the show the way he wants to, and with him having full control of creative for AEW, and him seeing the potential in FTR, if he wants to, I think he will be the one responsible for FTR becoming the new AEW World Tag Team titles and Tag Team Champions. So this is going to be a great tag team match. FTR is going to be in serious trouble, because while they're so used to, you know, being a great tag team, and they understand the tag team fundamentals, you know, everything from, you know, the style of the Midnight Express and the Horsemen and all that. I mean, that's the style that they portray. They know how to do it. They're great at that, because they're a best tag team. Now, the Lucha Brothers, I'm not saying that they're not the best. They are one of the best tag teams, but they have a different style to them. You know, it's more of the Lucha Libre style. You know, they like to go ahead and do a bunch of high-flying gymnastics and everything. And it's going to be a clash of styles. So I would love for FTR to win the tag team titles. I would love for that to happen. But I think it's going to end up being the Lucha Brothers night. I think they will still hold on to the tag team titles. Now, to me, they hold on to the titles. FTR should not stop going after those titles at all. As far as I'm concerned, this feud needs to escalate further. You know, this feud between FTR and the Lucha Brothers needs to escalate further into 2002, because there are going to be big things happening for FTR, and I think they'll become tag team champions in 2022. That's my opinion. I don't think this is the time. I don't think this will be a moment for them to shine. So the main event's going to go with the Lucha Brothers. I think they'll retain the tag team titles against FTR. It's going to be a tremendous match. Check it out at Full Gear, happening this Saturday night, or actually tonight, on pay-per-view. Okay, now this next matchup right here is going to be, well, it's not strange, but it's going to be interesting. A Minneapolis street fight featuring the members of the Inner Circle, Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santana and Ortiz, to take on American Top Team Dan Lambert, Junior Dos Santos, and Andre Abaski, I think that's his name. And the other two members are Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky. To me, unfortunately, I'm going to have to call it like I see it. I know there's a lot of people that think that the Inner Circle are going to win it, and it's going to be obvious that the Inner Circle wins it. But I think American Top Team needs to win. I think. Let me explain why. They need to build this feud up into something, okay? Because if the Inner Circle ends the feud now, or ends the feud tonight against, you know, say Chris Jericho pins Dan Lambert, right? Because Dan Lambert's in the match, one way or another. If he wins and pins Dan Lambert and that's it, well, then the feud's over. there's nothing else to escalate. And keep in mind, this past Wednesday night on Dynamite, Dan Lambert has made it clear that he is going to beat Chris Jericho in the middle of the ring tonight at Full Gear. We'll see how that little stuff goes. And believe it or not, I will actually go with American Top Team. I mean, really, I got nothing against the Inner Circle. Nothing against the Inner Circle at all. It's just too obvious that they would win. Way too obvious. But if Dan Lambert and the members of American Top Team win, it would be sort of good, and they would actually make the crowd, especially the crowd, hates the living shit out of fucking the American Top Team and Dan Lambert, especially Dan Lambert. So the main event's gonna go with Dan Lambert and American Top Team in the middle of the year of Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky. The next matchup, AEW World Championship Eliminator Tournament, the finals begin. It's gonna be Bryan Danielson against Miro. Now, obviously, this matchup was originally supposed to be Bryan Danielson against Jon Moxley, but we all know the story about what's going on with Jon Moxley and everything, and his alcohol abuse and everything. So we know, and it's funny. Somebody from the hockey league has the same issue apparently. So he's getting into treatment and all that stuff. But that's a discussion for another day. This matchup is basically a battle of two former WWE superstars, both wrestling in AEW. Both are having great achievement and great success. Miro has yet to be defeated, and I mean yet to be defeated, because let's call it like we see it. When he had the TNT Championship, he was unstoppable, he was unbeatable, and there was nobody that could beat him, right? And I felt that, in my personal view, Miro, to me, the only reason why, and let's call it like we see it, the only reason why Miro is no longer the champion is because, you know, Sammy, there were some dirty tactics, and it wasn't Sammy Guevara's fault. It was all on the part of Miro. Went down the way it went down. Sammy Guevara wins, defeats Miro in the middle of the ring, and takes the TNT Championship. Now, to me, Miro is still undefeated. He has yet to really be pinned in the middle of the ring. This match between him and Bryan Danielson is going to be tremendous. It's going to be off the hook. The main event cannot wait to see how this goes. I would love for Bryan Danielson to win, personally. But I think in some odd fashion, I think Miro may take it. Here's why. You need some new contenders. You need some new contenders for your title. Now, to me, the issue with Bryan Danielson and Kenny Omega is not over by a long shot. Something is bound to happen between these two in the near future, maybe in 2002, but we'll see what happens. But if Miro wins, and say, we'll call it like we see it. Say if Miro wins and Adam Page is the new champion. Can you imagine Adam Page and Miro for the AEW World title? That could be something special. Or how about Miro and Kenny Omega? That could be interesting to check out too. But we'll see what happens. So the main event, I am going to go. I personally said Bryan Danielson, but I think Miro should win it. I think the main event definitely needs to go with Miro in this one. I think this should be interesting to check out. The next matchup, Dr. Britt Baker is going to be defending her AEW Women's Championship against the woman with the most finest ass I have ever seen in my life. It's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Ty Conte. This is a great, great match here. For the obvious reasons. Dr. Britt Baker is, you know, winning over the fans. A lot of fans are still, you know, digging what she is and everything. And it's going to be, I mean, ever since she became the champion, she has elevated the women's championship like no one's business. Like, there isn't any woman out there in AEW that's better in my view than Dr. Britt Baker. Now, we know that with the addition of a new championship coming up for the women's division, I mean, the TBS championship is going to be up for grabs in 2022, right? When it happens. It's going to be interesting. Now, Ty Conte, now I have followed her career for quite a while. She was impressive in NXT, and I felt she was one of these women that should have never been released, and I felt that she had a lot of potential. When she came into AEW, she came in with nothing but potential, and she defeated some of the best women you see, not just in AEW Dynamite, but in AEW Dark and Elevation and everything. So, to me, in all due respect, Dr. Britt Baker, to me, is a great champion. Dig what she does. I you know, it's going to be, it's one of these things where it's going to be easy to see Britt Baker win the championship. Easy for Britt Baker to win the championship. But also, I think it would be sweet or good if Ty Conte were to be the champion. But here's my analogy here. Now, obviously, I'm picking Ty Conte to win. And well, for personal and obvious reasons. But Britt Baker winning would be too obvious, once again. I mean, we see it, we know it. If there's a way for Britt Baker to elevate Ty Conte, make her strong, make her look good in the match, I'll be impressed. I'll be very, very impressed. And also, keep in mind, there's always going to be some type of interference happening with Dr. Britt Baker. Always. Whether it's Jamie Hayter or whether it's Reba or Rebel, whichever comes first. Either way, I mean, I think it should just be a one-on-one match. It should be a one-on-one match. I don't see any reason why she needs him. I mean, she's the best in the world, right? She's, you know, holding on to the women's championship. I think personally, to me, I think we should see this match go one-on-one and see how far it goes. So the main event, for all intents and purposes, I'd love for Ty Conte to win. We all see Britt Baker winning it. We all see it, but I would love for Ty Conte to win the match. I think this is her time. I think this is her place. And I don't know how long she will hold on to the title if she wins it, but I think we really need to see her become champion. We need to see something that's going to be good for the women's division. Because right now, the AEW women's division is looking as hot as it could possibly get. You got Dr. Britt Baker, you got Ty Conte, you got Anna Jay, you got Jamie Hayter, you got Thunder Rosa, you got Jade Cargill. You've got all of these women that have all the potential in the world to become the best women's division in all of pro wrestling. The WWE still has some great women's wrestling, even though, you know, it is what it is right now. But AEW's women's roster is looking extremely good right now, and I hope the pace continues to pick up. So, the obvious choice would be Britt Baker to win it. But for the main event's pick, I'm going to go with Ty Conte. I'm going to go with her, not just because she got the fine ass, but I think she has all the potential in the world to become the next AEW Women's World Champion. And I can't wait for that to happen tonight at Full Gear.
I wish I could share your excitement. I wish I could share the excitement and the enthusiasm of these wonderful fans. But I gotta say, Hangman, I'm a little sad, actually. I mean, we were friends. We were partners. As a member of the Elite, we were like family. You see all of this? Everything here, this was meant for you. And if it wasn't for your insecurities, if it wasn't for your failures, oh no. You talk about that cowboy spirit, right? You guys love the cowboy spirit. You said it best yourself. You fall off that horse, you get right back up into that saddle, right? I wish the cameras could see how it really was, Hangman. It was never you. It was always us that picked you up out of your sorrows every single time, sat you back up on that horse, and sent you back out there to give these people what they thought they wanted, and that was cowboy shit. And why did I do that? Why did I do that? Even after you walked away, even after you turned us down when we invited you back. Call me crazy, but I did it because I saw a little bit of myself in you. How wrong I was. What a disappointment.
You know, you talk a lot about me choking, my failures, my insecurities, and maybe you're right, yeah. But if I remember, you once had another tag team partner who maybe you felt like you didn't measure up to either. But I look across the ring and I see you now. The best bout machine, the wrestling god, the man who's been the AEW world champion for almost a year now, and it might be fair to say you've surpassed him. And over the past few years, you've told me a lot of lies. You told me I wasn't good enough. You told me I couldn't beat you. You let me fall flat on my face. But the biggest lie that you ever told me was last year at Full Gear in the Eliminator Tournament when you beat me, you knelt over my body and you said, "Good job, Hanger. I'm proud of you." You weren't proud of me. You were afraid of me. You didn't want me to feel the pain of loss like you had felt before. You didn't want it to light a fire under my ass, for me to prove myself, to redeem myself. You didn't want it to make me become what you've become, what I will become this Saturday when I beat you and become the AEW World Champion.
No. You've got it all wrong, Hangman. You've got it all wrong. What I did out of necessity. What I did because, believe it or not, I care about you, Hangman. What I did because I wanted to be the guy standing in front of the table from you right now so you could realize your potential. Whether we can be friends ever again, whether you'll ever team with me again, who knows? I don't know. But one thing's for sure is that I want to be able to shake your hand right here, right now, one last time. Let's kill it at the pay-per-view, man to man.
I'm sure they will. The AEW World Champion and his challenger shaking hands.
Good job, Hangman. I'm proud of you.
Oh, Kenny Omega. Such a detestable individual. Oh, what? What the hell? Kenny.
I'm sorry, Hangman. This is necessity. I love you, buddy.
Son of a
bitch. I love you. I did this because I love you. Don't you get it?
Yes. Don yes. Callis. What a cheap shot.
That's exactly how Omega
won
the time with Callis and ball.
You know, Kenny,
the scum.
They say the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to make the world forget he existed. For 6 weeks, I've been hiding in my basement. Does this look like someone who's ready to win the world title, Kenny? Does this look like someone who's ready to win a world title? Sign it!
Kenny Omega signing the contract in blood!
This was a very interesting deal here because I wasn't expecting... I mean, I kind of saw it coming. And the reason why I say that is because when... From the moment, I mean, I saw the contract signing and I saw how it all went down and stuff. And I saw the cameraman was the one that, like you just saw who the cameraman was right away. I'm sorry. I kept asking the question, where is Don Callis? Where is he? How come he hasn't been around for a while? And, you know, what has he been up to? Right? That's been the question. And we were never given a proper answer, right? So I knew right away that once I saw Don Callis right there, I knew right away that yeah, he's gonna be a Full Gear. I mean, you see it coming, all of us see it coming, and it's just one of those things. I mean, it was one of those way too obvious situations here where you know. This match was originally supposed to be, it was supposed to take place over at All Out.
Bluetooth is connecting.
Oh, my apologies.
Bluetooth connected.
There you go. This, but anyways, this was originally supposed to happen at AEW's Full Gear, or I'm sorry, at AEW's All Out. But due to the maternity leave, we all know that Hangman Adam Page couldn't make it. So... He comes back. He wins a six-man gauntlet ladder match to, you know, get his opportunity at the championship. And we all know that Hangman was eventually going to get his opportunity at the championship, and it was going to take place at Full Gear. Some of the critics and some of the people have been saying that it would have been better, and this is what I've heard, it would have been better if the match with Kenny Omega and Bryan Danielson should have taken place, but it never did, right? And I like I said, somewhere down the road, we may see that match. We may see it happen in 2022, but I don't think this is going to be the time or place to do it. I think what will happen is we're going to see Bryan Danielson and Kenny Omega face off against each other somewhere in the future, but there may not be an AEW world title on the line because there could be a possibility of Hangman Adam Page winning the title. Now, as far as this one-on-one match goes, I'm going to be excited to check it out. This has been a long time coming. They've been trying to set this feud up for quite a while. It was a year. It was 1 year ago when Hangman Adam Page had lost to Kenny Omega, and Kenny Omega went on to go after the AEW world title when he stole the title from Jon Moxley. Now we're in a position where now over a year, Hangman Adam Page has basically revived himself, placed in a position at the very top of AEW, and now seeks the one gold he's always wanted to get his hands on, and that is the AEW World Championship. So, my prediction, obviously it's going to be Hangman Adam Page's time. It's going to happen, and it has to happen. Kenny Omega's title run has been pretty good, but it's left with a lot of controversy, left with a lot of unanswered questions. And the unanswered question is, could Kenny Omega truly beat Jon Moxley if he had the opportunity, if he was still the champion? Because I've always said that Kenny Omega is the supposed AEW world champion. I've always said that because he never really beat Jon Moxley. Now, there's going to be, obviously Don Callis is going to be there. There's not going to be any Good Brothers there because they're going to be in Impact Wrestling because they can't come to AEW. The Super Elite may be there. They may interfere in the match. Who knows? I mean, we could see how far this could end up. But the main event's definitely going to go with Hangman Adam Page. I think this will be his opportunity. I think this will be the moment when we see Hangman Adam Page win the title. And it's going to be an exciting moment for both AEW and the AEW fans. And it's going to be an exciting moment for Hangman Adam Page and everyone involved. I think it's going to be great to check it out, and I can't wait to see it. So, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of this episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. Check out AEW's Full Gear as it happens live tonight only on pay-per-view. All the matches, AEW World title on the line, the AEW Women's Championship will be on the line, the AEW Tag Team titles on the line, Miro versus Bryan Danielson, CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston, and so much more. Don't forget, this episode is brought to you by Rich's Billiards, 5815 Weber, Not Your Average Heroes, The Legend Continues, and sponsored by Emo Night. Check out Emo Night as it returns next Saturday night, November 20th, in the Main Event. Can't wait to check it out. Follow the Main Event on Twitter, twitter.com/@MainEventPlayer. You can also follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/@MainEventPlayer. We're working to rebuild on a new Main Event Talk Facebook page. Coming soon. Be ready for that. And if you want a friend request me, proceed at your own risk. Get ready, guys. AEW Full Gear is tonight. See it live as it happens on pay-per-view, on Fight TV, and on Bleacher Report, or wherever it is you find your favorite pay-per-view. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time on another great episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. Why? Because I can and I want to. Any questions? Enough said. See you at Full Gear tonight. Way to go.